I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can please a fool. Oh, I need thee Father, we need you. We need you. Above everything, above everyone, we need you. Be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Someone say aloud, amen. Someone say aloud, amen. Emotional diseases, part 4. It's what we are discussing today. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. It said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. We began last Sunday to look at these diseases that did not primarily affect the body, but from the mind. Eventually, it can outflow to the body. We saw fear first, and then low self-esteem. Things that make you feel lower than others. We saw worry and anxiety, and then rejection. In the last service, we saw hopelessness, where people can't see a future. I want you to go through the services you did not attend. The sixth one we are dealing with today is titled depression. It's an emotional disease that also translates into a mental disease in extreme cases. Depression. What is depression all about? The Oxford defines it as prolonged feelings of despondency or sadness. Prolonged feelings of despondency or sadness. When your feeling of despondency is prolonged, sadness prolonged, I define it number two. I define depression protracted scarcity or shortage of joy. When it is protracted, joy is scarce. Excitement is scarce. If I'm to use the medical word, I'll call it a chronic scarcity or a chronic deficiency of joy and excitement. When that is the situation, we are talking about depression. And depression must never be allowed in the life of a person. Why is depression so dangerous? Depression, first of all, deprives you of passion. Depression deprives of passion. Negative effects of depression deprives of passion. People wake up tired, sleep tired. They have nothing to pursue. Number two, depression deprives of inspiration. Most times a depressed person is empty of ideas. He allowed himself or herself to be told depressed. He can't think straight. No idea. Depression deprives of inspiration. It deprives of passion. It deprives of inspiration. Number three, depression deprives of action. It deprives a person of energy. A person without depression walks with springs under his feet. But depression deprives of action. The right actions can't be taken where there is depression. Number four, depression is the foundation for oppression. When a person is depressed, he can easily be oppressed. Depression deprives is the foundation for oppression. And finally, there will be more, but I'll stop here. Depression guarantees stagnation. Whatever weighs you down, ties you down. Anything that weighs you down, ties you down. Depression guarantees stagnation. To feel low is to fly low. To be weighed down is to be tied down. To be weighed down is to be slowed down. You know that weight is the enemy of speed. That will never be your portion. That will never be your portion. I stand here today by the mantle of God upon my life to take authority over the spirit of depression, every spirit and spell of depression and sadness and sorrow. I declare it destroyed now in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. What are the roots of depression? Number one, failed dreams, visions, or expectations. Either as a solitary experience or repeated occurrence. Failed dreams,
visions or expectations, either as a solitary experience or as a repeated occurrence. What's the meaning of that? When a person has a dream, a vision, an expectation that fails to manifest, either that happened once and that can be an acute depression, or it happens all the time. I have a dream that never comes to pass, or a vision that never comes to pass, or an expectation. It might be spiritual. It might be financial. It might be career. It might be marital. It can lead to depression. Side by side with these are situations of delay. Situations of delay on met goals can lead to depression. The enemy can pass through them to bring depression. Ezekiel chapter 12 verse 21 to 23. Ezekiel chapter 12 verse 21 to 23. And the word of the Lord came unto me saying, Son of man, what is that proverb that you have in the land of Israel saying, the days are prolonged and every vision is failing? Tell them therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will make this proverb to cease, and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel. But say unto them, the days are at hand, and the effect of every vision. This is God speaking directly to somebody. Everyone who is a victim of vision failure, the last failure shall be the last forever. Everyone who is a victim of dream failure or failure of expectation, the last one shall be the last forever. If you are saying amen, shout amen like a believer. Lift your hands and say after me, say in the name of Jesus, my visions and my dreams must come to pass. Proverbs chapter 23 verse 17 and 18. 23, 17 and 18. He said, let not your heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. For surely there is an end, and an expectation shall not be cut short. There is an end of frustration. There is an end to stagnation. There is an end to delay. There is an end to what appears not to be coming to pass. I am anointed to announce to somebody here, the end of that delay has just arrived. The end of that frustration has just arrived. The end of unanswered prayer has just arrived. If you believe, shout the Lord and say amen. Look at somebody by yourself. I said there is an end, there is an end, there is an end. There is an end. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. One thing that I do not understand, can you play the lyrics of that song? Stares me right in the face. I put my hope, faith and trust in you. For I know that you know what. Can you put the lyrics on the screen for me quickly? When things that I do not understand try to stare at me right in the face, I'll put my hope, faith and trust in you, for I know, Lord, you always know what to do. Second verse. When my heart seems to be overwhelmed, that by things that seem beyond my control, because it's not everything that is within your control, I'll put my hope, faith and trust in you. Hey! For I know, Lord, all things are in your control, are under your control. Third verse. When men are cast down all around me, and fear seems to be on every side, like they say, the terrorism fear, I'll put my hope,
faith and trust in you. For I know, Lord, you will make a difference for me. Woo! I'll put my faith.
praise. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. That song is part of somebody's message for today. That song is the reason why someone came to church today. Give him a big clap of hand as you take your seat. What is the root of depression? Number two, negative, hurtful, or disappointing situations or experiences. Depression can come from negative, hurtful, or disappointing situations or experiences. Loss of a job, loss of an opportunity, loss of a loved one. The enemy can pass through that to establish depression. Negative, hurtful, disappointing situations or experiences. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 29, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. That is what to do with negative situations. What is the root of depression? Number three. Depression can come, number three, from situations of effort without commensurate effect. Impute without commensurate outcome. Effort without effect. Impute without outcome. Labor without commensurate reward. Effort without commensurate effect. Impute without commensurate outcome. Labor without commensurate reward. Just doing everything I know to do and nothing is coming out of it. In every context. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9, however, said, be not weary in well doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. But today I announce to somebody, every season of labor without reward is over forever. Anybody whose reward is hanging anywhere, I declare they are released right now. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Everybody whose reward is hanging anywhere, I declare their immediate release now. In the name of Jesus. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout amen at the top of your voice. Shout amen at the top of your voice. Shout amen at the top of your voice. Before the next 1 week, that thing that the enemy has held back, that reward, that result, that answer shall be released. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. What is the solution to depression? Number one, are you ready for this? Determine to place your joy in the Lord. Never in people or on things. Determine to place your joy in the Lord. Never place your joy on people, in people or on things. Philippians chapter 4 verse 4 said, rejoice in the Lord. Always, again I say, rejoice. Let God be the one to make you happy. Not your boss, not your father, not your husband, not your wife. Hello? Not your car, not your house. He didn't say rejoice in your car. He said rejoice in the Lord. He didn't say rejoice in your money. He said rejoice in the Lord. He didn't say rejoice in your house. He said rejoice in the Lord. He didn't say rejoice in your husband. Rejoice in the Lord. He didn't say rejoice in your wife. Because if you put your joy in your wife and your wife disappoints you, you want to die. If you put your joy in your husband and your husband disappoints you, you live a miserable life. Put your joy in your money and you lost money, it's as if you lost your life. Put your joy in your car. There are some people that have little accident on the roads. They broke their windscreen or tire broke or something and they feel like dying. This car is saved so much to buy. Windscreen is gone. Would you prefer that? The headlamp is broken. Between the headlamp breaking and your eye breaking, which is better? When you see a man that is always almost excited, his source of joy is not in things. Some people around me say that I just move about like a bundle. I make everybody around me to just laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh and just my wife. Everyone, just every time. Because I'm not bothered as I am now. You can't find CC in my pocket. There are people who have to keep money to be watching. The money just have to be around. I traveled all the way to Venezuela in South America and I forgot to carry 5 naira. I arrived in that country before I realized I didn't have 1 cc in my pocket. That is serious. Some of you cannot even go to Lube police checkpoint here without money. That's right. This uncle is talking to me from experience. He said after dressing you check your pocket to be if you ask God, if you find God, ask him. If I want to go to Riawan now, and I can't find a vehicle, and I see Keke Napep, I have entered since. Apart from the fact of safety, you know, they can be easily. That is, see, place your joy in God. Nothing moves you. When human beings begin to behave so that they can make their behavior to cause you to be depressed, they are just wasting their time. You know, there are people who purposefully behave to make you feel unhappy. In fact, if you are not noticing what they are doing, they will draw your attention. They will do everything to make sure you are noticing that they want you to be unhappy. Their existence is to make people unhappy. If you can brutally ignore them and face Jehovah, the unhappiness will return back to sender. Am I communicating? There are husbands, until their wives are unhappy, they are not happy. There are wives, until their husbands are unhappy, they are not happy. Just face God brutally. Face God brutally. Place your joy in your worship, in your study, in your kingdom assignment, in the things that will please Jehovah. Place your joy in God. And He will make all the other things that people die for to look for you. When we were living in one room, not self-contained, toilet is outside. The first house we lived in this town was one room, toilet outside. Myself, medical doctor. My wife, medical doctor. Our baby was less than 2 years old at the time. Okay, one other person, her own relation, and one other person that was like an assistant. It's inside one room. Toilet is outside, kitchen is outside. We visited that one room before our anniversary recently. You saw the picture of it. Maybe the ICT can show us. We stepped in there. Before you can take two steps, the room has ended. If I have to pray in the night, I have to step out of the room. We had a church boss that was also my church office. Pray brutally there, then return back to the room. You are under pressure to ease yourself. Open the door, no matter the time of the night, and go outside. Toilet was with about 10 or 12 people using the same toilet, the same kitchen. If I step out of that room in the morning, knock my shoe, knock my tie, you will never know where I'm coming from. No trace, no reflection. And I can tell you, you can ask God, I am not more excited now than then. No. Anybody who knew me then and know me now, the fire is the same. The dancing, except that some new steps have been added. If we were suffering, I wasn't aware. Any other person may be aware, but I wasn't aware. We forgot our load in Jos. In the house we live in Jos, we had two accommodations. One in one hospital. I was working in one, my wife was working in another, and we had two accommodations. It was after 1 year that we returned to see our load. Some things had been vandalized. But it didn't matter. Because of a donation. See, place your joy in that. There is nothing to me now that is a testimony. Including a warplane. This can't be a testimony. Take your joy off these things. And let God know, you are my source of joy. And let every devil who wants to depress you go to hell. Lift your right hand and say, even though the fig tree failed to blossom and there is no fruit in the vine and the labor of the olive perish, yet I will rejoice. Yet I will rejoice. Not I will rejoice in my car. I will rejoice in the Lord. Habakkuk chapter 3 and in verse 18 and 19. I will rejoice in the Lord. And I will join the God of my salvation. From this moment forward. There are people who are looking forward to see your unhappiness. So they can confirm that what they are doing against you is succeeding. They are just happy to see you unhappy. In fact, I saw her face in church last time. Was not smiling at all. It's good for her. I saw his face the other day. He was squeezing. He hasn't seen anything yet. Then you just be passing their bony. You didn't do anything. Your only offense is that you are alive. Your only offense is that you are believing in God. Your only offense is that you believe that there is a future for you. But that devil is a bastard. Who is he that saith a thing, and it cometh to pass, when the Lord commandeth it not? I announce to someone here today, the devil that is trying to frustrate you is the one that shall be frustrated. You believe that, shout the Lord and say amen. You believe that, shout the Lord and say amen. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat. Determine to place your joy in the Lord, never in people or in things. Number two, continuously fill your heart with the word. Fill your heart, fill your life with the word. Jeremiah chapter 15 and in verse 16. Say, your words were found, and I did eat them. And your word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of mine heart. Your words were found, and I did eat them. And your word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. Eat the word. Feed on the word. Stuff yourself with the word. The word that is preached. The word that is taught. The one you read by yourself. Just stuff yourself in the word. The word is a therapy against depression. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. Number three, saturate your climate with the garment of praise. Saturate your climate with the garment of praise. Isaiah chapter 61 and in verse 3. He said to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So you carry the garment of praise. Saturate your climate with the garment of joy. Worship, praise. Whether you are singing it by yourself or your climate is saturated. And beware of the kind of music you listen to. There are people who have committed suicide or done some violent crimes by listening to certain music, some heavy metal music in those days and other forms of terrible music. That is to saturate your climate with the garment of praise. Number four, disconnect from agents of depression. Proverbs 13, 20. He that walketh with the wise shall be wise. A companion of fools shall be destroyed. He that walketh with the depressed shall be depressed. Anyone who fuel the flames of depression, run from them. Run from them. Run from them. Disconnect from agents of depression. That was number four. Was that number four? Number five. Discontinue with forces of contention and depression. Contention and depression. Every force contending with your joy, where possible, where necessary, disconnect. Where possible, where necessary. Genesis chapter 13 and in verse 15. Verse 14. And the Lord said unto Abraham, after Lot was separated. There was a separation from Lot, an agent of contention. If you read from verse 1, you will see how Lot was striving and contending with Abraham. And Abraham's lot and destiny could not open up until he was disconnected. Am I communicating? Let me say this to you. If there is an environment you live that permanently puts your joy under pressure, every time you appear there, you lost your peace. The behavior of everybody there just fights your joy. Those are not the kind of situation to pray about. Those are situations to act about. That is, as you are driving home, your heart is beating. The climate is tense. The behavior of the people is abnormal. There is nowhere it is written that when thou hast paid house rent, thou must not change the house. Your joy is so important that you cannot allow anything to tamper with it. Am I communicating? There is a work environment that, if necessary, needs to be changed. Everything there is against your joy, against your peace, against your life. Those are not the kind of places to pray for the place to change. There are places you can pray, but there are places where the whole system and the setting is contrary to everything you are. It's like praying for Pharaoh to change. Am I communicating? In that kind of circumstance, the prayer to pray is, Lord, open another job. Show me the way out. So that I don't just throw in the resignation and then begin to regret later and begin to suffer later. Open for me a new door. Open for me a new door. Open for me a new door. And when that new door is open, you stepped out to protect your jaw. That's what they are passing through. Yeah. There is a place where the 50,000 they are paying you will give you more peace of mind than the 250,000 of the other place. Where the 250,000 of the other place, you can die before your time. But that will never be your portion. There is somebody who gives you money, and in exchange for the money is insult. Take this assistance with your big head. Somebody say, God forbid. It's better to be without such money than to be continuously exposed to such insults because you are giving something. There are relationships to step out of. Whether it is friendship relationship or relationship that is quote unquote leading to marriage. Every time you and your so-called fiancé or whatever mate, it is quarrel. Everything leads to quarrel. Your so-called friend. It's all the time contention. Argument. Sister. Brother. Oh boy. Friendship is not by force. It is by choice. We were commanded to love, but never commanded to be friend. Love is a command. Relationship is a choice. It's better to be single until the right man comes
than to enter into management relationship that will end in a regrettable end. Am I communicating? Husband, wife, marriage is workable. It's workable. But instead of putting anybody under permanent lifetime pressure, it's better to be alive without a marriage than to die of hypertension or die of abuse because of a marriage. Don't just allow anything to temper with your joy. I greet you, you refuse to answer me. I greet you, you refuse to answer me. I greet you, you refuse to answer me. Next time I see you, I will face my front. In fact, I will avoid an encounter. So that nobody say I saw you, I didn't greet you. I will just avoid you and I will avoid it. Because I respect myself. If you don't respect me, I respect myself. If you don't value me, I value myself. If I don't matter to you, I matter to myself. Carry your attitude and face your life. I won't surrender my life to you for you to tolerate me. I won't give you such a luxury. I won't give you such a luxury. I can't give you such power over my life. You don't value me. I value me. I value me too much. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Somebody say amen at the top of your voice. Somebody say a believer, say amen. Be the friend of people by mutual decision. Don't force yourself on anybody. And let nobody force themselves on you. Somebody say amen. Did you hear what I just said today? Can we say it again? Can we look at all those points? Well, what did I say? Number one, you will do. Determine to place your joy in the Lord, not in people, not in things. Number two, continually fill your heart with the word. Number three, saturate your climate with a garment of praise. Number four, disconnect from agents of depression. Number five, discontinue with forces of contention and depression. Number six, avoid the temptation of isolation. There are people who get so depressed and they avoid everybody. They avoid God, avoid everybody. I call it the temptation of isolation. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 14 and in verse 20, Paul the Apostle was stoned and left to die. But the disciples stood round about him and he rose up and he came into the city. Who surrounds you determines what you can survive. Don't forget it. Your surrounding determines your survival. Avoid the temptation of isolation. Because I studied the scripture and I realized that isolation is the step before destruction. Before the devil destroys people, he isolates them. No need to go to church anymore. Nobody loves me in church. No need to talk to anybody. Nobody can help me. That's not correct. For everyone who failed you, there is somebody who will not fail.
don't believe in you, there is somebody who believes in you. For every upper, there is a Ruth. Upper forsook Naomi. Ruth cleaved to Naomi. For every Judas Iscariot, there is a John the Beloved. Judas sold Jesus and betrayed him. John followed him to the foot of the cross. Avoid the temptation of isolation. People commit suicide when they don't want to talk to anybody. They write a note. May you not suffer alone. And may God surround you with the right people. And you shall fulfill your days. 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 Someone say amen. At times, just one phone call, just one text message. It's enough. Finally, number 7. Continually sow the seeds of joy and excitement in the lives of others. Sow it. The seeds of joy, the seeds of excitement into the lives of others. When the devil tries to make you unhappy, look for somebody to make happy. Send a text message to someone. Find out about their welfare. Somebody is single like yourself. Call them. How are you doing? I just wanted to check up on you to let you know it is well with you. Your expectation will soon come to pass. God has not forgotten you. You cannot lack joy if you sow joy. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. Galatians chapter 6 verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. One of my major assignments is to make people happy. Fulfill your destiny. I hate it with a passion when I come across people who are experts in taking joy from other people. I hate it with a passion. And God has helped me anywhere I go in the world. Joy, excitement. People receive you happily and you release upon them joy excitedly. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Somebody say the loudmost amen. Even before today is over, look for somebody and sow into their lives the seed of joy. I'm so happy when I see people wear things I give to them. The other day I saw somebody wearing my shoe that I gave to him. Brand new shoe. That shoe, new one, should be over 100,000. Somebody gave to me. And I gave it to him. And he was shining so much in it and just enjoying his life. And feeling himself. And I told him, I said, if you do too much, guy, in this thing, I'll collect it back. You do too much, guy, in this, and I can collect it back. Hallelujah. Don't just be into yourself. To live for self is to live for small. Selfish life is joyless life. Selfish living is joyless living. Don't just continuously think over yourself and your problems and your issues. Don't continuously.
Just reach beyond yourself and see how life will change. What I'm saying, try it today. Send a text message to someone, a call to somebody who needs it, who you know is passing through something. See how supernaturally God will organize and orchestrate for joy, joyful things and exciting things to happen for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said the last one, let me add the final one. And if while I'm talking another one comes, it will become the final. Number 8. Never lose your faith in God. Because there is a connection between faith and joy. Faith. Permanently keep your faith in God alive. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8. He said, whom, even though we have not seen him, we love. In whom, even though we have not seen him yet, believing, that is faith, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. With joy, when you believe, you rejoice. Every time your faith comes alive, your joy comes alive. Depression is proof of unbelief. There is something you don't believe God can do. You are depressed, you are sad because you believe something cannot happen for you. Believing against faith, Abraham believed in against hope, he believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. Today, everyone whose faith is under attack, I declare that attack arrested. Amen. Somebody shout aloud, amen. How many of you believe that there is a future for you? You believe that things must change for you? You believe that your life cannot remain the way it is? And no devil can tamper with your joy? If you believe that, then you stand on your feet with a shout of victory. A louder shout of victory. The loudest shout of victory. The loudmost shout of victory. Hallelujah. 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 Give him the praise. Will you like to take 7 minutes to show the devil that he is the only one depressed? If all your visions come to pass, how will you dance? All the things you are expecting from God, if they happen tomorrow, today, how will you celebrate it? Celebrate it now. It's our testimonies and thanksgiving service. While these celebrations are on, anyone with a testimony, with something God has done for you, and you want to share with us, our officers are right at the back or in the middle, and they will receive your testimonies and they will share with us. I have a prophecy for somebody. God, the story changer, the way maker, is changing your story. Now take your seat 1 minute, 1 minute before we do that. There is a threat in the air which has disappeared back to hell and will continue to disappear forever because there is a prophetic agenda of God for this nation and it must come to pass. The devil said that Nigeria will not exist after 2015 election. We are still here. We'll continue to be here. The devil said that there will be so much death in Africa, especially Nigeria, from COVID, that there will be millions of dead bodies on the street. That devil swallowed that declaration. It couldn't see the light of day, will never see the light of day. 2 months ago, there was terror alert everywhere when we had the judgmental praise night, you remember. It couldn't see the light of day. Now, it can't see the light of day. who were in Maiduguri 3 days ago. God's servant, Pastor Iye Adeboye, his Light Up Crusades. I was invited as guest minister. He ministered the day before I went. And very drastic operations in that place. Headquarters of terrorism in Nigeria. Subdued by power. See the clip. Volume.
My seat for a while.
Wow.
That boy was crippled and received healing.
When you grow up, you can deal with the devil.
Is that pain giving you mother?
Hey!
That's my degree.
You see this light, we go shine them everywhere. Cause now we be the transformer.
Now we be the transformer.
I declare that all this local
shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. As the waters come as the sea, I declare the release of fire upon Borno State. Every bloodshed altar, every terror altar, every banditry altar, be set on fire. The weapons be set on fire. Those who like to take the weapons, the weapons be turned against each other. In the name of Jesus, we command that the earth of Borno State, the earth of the Northeast, will henceforth reject bloodshed, will henceforth reject terrorism, will henceforth reject every agenda of darkness. So shall it be. The land is free. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And this kind of celebration we have seen here today shall continue in this region. Declare the door is open and it remains open in Jesus' name. Wave your light and give him the praise.
Go the shine light into the souls of men, into the souls of men. We go shine light, chase away the darkness, come on, chase away the darkness. We go the shine light.
Operation completed. Can you show the second one? Just the one that was playing the instrument. Stand up on your feet and give him the praise. Give him the praise. Clap your hands for victory, 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 victory. Someone told me for almost 20 years, an open air crusade like this has not had. And for this particular venue, it has not been used for 12 years. For anything like this, this is an opening, breaking the powers of hell. God, who did this in my degree, is doing that in Abuja here and all across the country. The season of terrorism is over. In the name of Jesus. The man, the theater commander in that place, he spoke to me. They say there are thousands of terrorists surrendering their arm on a continuous basis. Thousands of their children born during terrorism. Thousands, like 20,000 surrendering. Someone called me from, I think the place called Buratai, around that kind, Chibok, whatever area, that just a few days ago, our forces confronted the terrorists and dealt very, very heavy casualty. Seize their equipment and weapons, and those who are not ready to fight anymore surrendered just now. So things are happening, and there can be no new prophecy from anywhere that we are going to be victims of terror. That devil is a bastard liar. The next 7 minutes, show the devil that depression is in his camp and that excitement is in our camp. Shake the hands of three people around you and tell them, I want to celebrate my victory. I want to celebrate my expectation. I want to celebrate my intervention. While this is on, go ahead and take testimonies. Let's go.
Everybody look and see what the Lord has done for me. Everybody look and see what the Lord has done for me. Everybody look and see what the Lord has done for us.
Everybody look and see what the Lord has done for us.
Let's show you the look here. Let's show you the look here. Let's show you the look here. Everybody look and see what the Lord has done for us.
Everybody look and see what the Lord has done for us.
Everybody look around, you see what the Lord has done.
Everybody,
everybody think about His goodness, see what the Lord has done.
Everybody look,
let's show you the look, yeah. Let's show you the look, yeah. Look, yeah, look, yeah. Let's show you the look, yeah, look, yeah, look, yeah, look, yeah. Let's show you the look, yeah, look, yeah, look, yeah, look, yeah. So lift Him up, lift Jesus, lift Him higher. Give Him thanks and praise. Lift Him up, lift Jesus, lift Him higher. Everybody lift Him higher. Everybody lift Him higher. Everybody lift Him higher. Everybody lift my Jesus higher now. Everybody lift my Jesus higher now. Everybody lift my Jesus higher now. Higher, 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 higher. Oh my God, oh somebody give a shout of praise. Woo! I've got joy, 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 joy overflow in my life. Say, everybody, I've got joy, 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 joy,
Your seat, 1 minute. In the course of that, we have so many people standing to testify. Because of that celebration, if you have something you want to testify about, let us know. Let's go fast.
Hallelujah. Some of the testifier has missed out with the congregation. Please step out as you hear your name. Anita Isaac, Jennifer Chinedu, Mercy Owumna, Ngorigi Clinton, Helen, Allo, Divine, Chukwuemeka Ogu, Osepa, Christopher.
Let's also receive Deborah Thomas, Success Eze, and Mrs. Beatrice John.
All right, let's do that fast.
Deborah Thomas, success, A.Z. Beatrice John.
Sharp.
Anita Isaac. For well over 2 months, she used to encounter a demonic woman in a dream who would put dirty rag on her. And when she wakes up, she became afflicted with different spirit of rejection of neurosis syndrome and became sickly. She'd been to different places without the desired solution. But as God's servant released some brutal declaration in this service, she saw a mighty hand, gave her a new dress, and removed that dirty rag. Now she believes her deliverance has come.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. A bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. Every negative garment of wrong identity on you is set on fire right now. Next.
Jennifer Chinedu.
All right, come.
Jennifer, for 14 years, she had a running battle with the spirit of depression. For 14 solid years, near success syndrome, rejection at the edge of breakthrough. But in the course of this service, he said a demonic being walked out of her and she became relieved and the body is lifted forever.
Every demonic spirit and presence that came with you here, they are returning back to hell. Jesus' precious name. Yes.
Mercy Oguna had an attack a week ago with excruciating chest pain that defied all medications. So her father brought her into the service in that condition. In the course of those brutal releases from God's servant, the chest pain checked back to her, and now she's free and she has come to say, Father, thank you.
Congratulations, Mercy. You are blessed and preserved in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Ngogi Clinton, a renowned businessman, but for 2 years ago, the business...
Since 2 years?
She has been a successful businessman, but after 2 years, just 2 years ago,
yes,
the business went into the doldrums. No proposal accepted by any of the companies. She's virtually living from hand to mouth. And all of a sudden, in this service, as the word of God went forth, he saw two giant beings step out of him. And now she believes they're completely turned around for his business.
Everyone who is fighting a principality, fighting a demonic spirit of resistance, the spirit of all king of Bashan, Sion, king of the Amorites, resisting your destiny, return back to hell. I declare restoration now in Jesus' name. Sharp.
Mama Helen Allo has suffered from depression for 5 months. Within those 5 months, she lost her ability to speak in tongues. She only takes drugs to sleep, and even the sleep wouldn't come. And she's been to different places without a desired solution until in this service. As the word went forth, it says some beings walked out of her. And now her tongue has been restored. And that burden of depression has been lifted.
From a Ebonyi state?
Since June. Yes.
When you were preaching, she now said I should translate to her word to word everything you're saying. Then she said you are preaching exactly her situation.
Oh,
she has been happy now. She smiled. She's
When she smiles, she's, and her tongue has been restored.
Abakalike.
The pastors. Then
she feels very bad about it, that the devil she used to fight is now fighting her.
It is over. You need me when?
To come.
She's always asking me when he's going
to come to Abakalike.
Abakalike, yes.
No problem. We'll come to Abakalike.
Yeah, I need you. Where my chest?
That's right. Can speak to me, don't worry. Let's flow. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you cause this mama to be fully restored. Jesus' name. Amen. Congratulations.
Divine Chukwemeka Ogu. Master Divine, where's the father? Had several encounters with God's servants. And on each occasion, God's servant would teach him how to write. Thereafter, he developed the flair for writing. To the extent that he put up so many write-ups, the father had to piece them together and translate them into a book, a pamphlet, and has brought the pamphlet to dedicate it to the servant of God.
And now Divine is an author of a book. Destined to be great. He sees me in the dream, teaching him things, how to write, and he will be writing down the things. Divine, I think me and you are the author of this book. Very, very powerful book with pictures. I dedicate this storybook to God Almighty for His grace and mercy towards me and my family, and to Dr. Pastor Paul Enenche and Dr. Mrs. Becky Paul Enenche, Senior Pastor of the Namis International Gospel Center, Glory Road, Glory Dome Airport Road, Abuja, for His love to humanity. May God continue to guide and protect you. Congratulations, Divine. May God cause His face to shine upon you, and may this grace continue to grow. And when you are full of age, may you fulfill every assignment of your life. In Jesus' name. Olua kagika barigwe ne gosi. Olua kagika barigwe. Yes.
Otepa Christopher had trusted God for the fruit of the womb for 5 solid years. And within those 5 years, they also had failed family planning and became a thing of concern to the family until he had the opportunity to receive a brutal prayer from God's servant. And that same month, the wife took him and gave birth to 4 children.
Quadruplets?
Yes, sir, quadruplets.
1, 2, 3, 4. Where are they? Are you dedicating today?
Yes, sir. I lost one.
Wow. It is triplets. It is well. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. When you say it's trusting God for the fruit of the womb, and then had failed family planning.
Oh, after okay. Family planning of 5 years,
okay.
Then family planning fails and bring the results of 4 duplets, which I give thanksgiving.
Oh, okay, all right. Father, thank you because of your goodness and mercies. Thank you for this miracle. It is permanent in Jesus' name. Give the Lord the praise.
Brother Chigozeke said in 2013, he slept, had an encounter where somebody forced a substance into his mouth, and he said he was poisoned in that dream. All of a sudden, he woke up with growth in his stomach, movement all over the body. He decided to join Dunamis this year. He said while the senior pastor was making brutal declaration in one of the services, he went home, had an encounter where he saw the senior pastor giving him a wine to drink. As he woke up from that encounter, the movement in the body that has lasted for 9 years was arrested, and now he's totally set free. The growth also dissolved.
That's right. Give the Lord a praise. Somebody say, every mountain in my life, you are going now. Oh, you mountain, on your marks, get set, shall go.
Sister Deborah Thomas said, for over 30 years, nobody in her family crosses primary school into secondary school. She decided to join the commission this year and became planted in the sanctuary department, went through the foundation class. That embargo right now has been broken. His younger brother is in medical school right now, so speak. That ancestral call has been destroyed, and she's
nobody
yet to
crosses up. Secondary to university.
Primary school to secondary school. Nobody. And also, she said her uncle was kidnapped on Friday morning, but after the worship word and wonders night, by the brutal declarations made there, he was released by 11 a.m. on Saturday.
And that they gave him what?
Transport to
they come gave him transport money to leave the camp of the kidnappers. Are you just looking like that? After the night vigil, I prophesy to you today, divine intervention is happening for you and your family. A
any level they say you will never cross, go ahead and cross. Yes. Sharp, sharp, sharp.
This is success easy. Please come forward. He said in 2017, they've been trusting God for the fruit of the womb. They came all the way from Jos in 2020, trusting God for the fruit of the womb. While the senior pastor made brutal declaration on fruitfulness, he said one of the morning he told the wife, look, you are pregnant. All of a sudden, they went to the hospital, checked, and here is the evidence of that declaration.
Since 2017?
Yes.
Do you have children before?
No children.
Pregnancy will come, will go. Since when? 2017. And this is 7 years now, and you have it.
They came to the glory room in 2020.
Oh, 2020 they came. But the your problem lasted since 2017 for 5 years. And are these twins? Oh, incredible. Double for trouble. Everybody who has been troubled by the devil, get ready to receive double reward.
Our sister Beatrice John also got married in 2015, believing God for the fruit of the womb. Decided to get serious with the Dunamis Home Church. And she said God visited around the lockdown, but the devil struck. But the home church rallied around her, stood by her, making brutal declaration. And today, that embargo of fruitlessness has been destroyed. They are also here with twins. Double for our trouble.
Are you just sitting and looking like, hey! Everything a double, double. Everything a double, double. Your miracle na double, double. Give the Lord a big clap of hands. Congratulations. Where is the husband, man? I'm sure he's around for dedication. He's shy. What kind of shyness is this? Don't let me come for you. Give the Lord a big clap of hands. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord.
Sir, this is Chief Okwo, owner of Ebenta Owoku village.
Really? From Owoku?
Oju, local government.
What are you telling me?
Baba is celebrating a centenary anniversary. He was born 1922. And of those years, God bless, well, before he encountered Christ, he had 18 wives. Three wives, 18 children, 46 grandchildren, 19 great-grandchildren. These ones are the younger ones amongst his children. He has children spread across the country, pastors of great ministries, old people, 70-something.
1922 is 100 years.
100 years, sir. Baba has never slept in the hospital since he was born. Never, doesn't wear eyeglasses. Baba does not walk with a walking stick. You can see him strong, hale, and hearty. The children have come to give praise to God. 100 years.
From Uwaku, where he came from in Oju, Igedeland is an Air Force zone.
Ay.
Uwaku and Ainu. Powerful zone. Am I communicating? Uwaku. There are places where you have to pass and be walking. You don't have to look right. Am I communicating? They are just in the days of war, they can shoot arrow in this direction and people are dying at the back. But the power of God has kept him. Baba, am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
When we went to Oju the other time, one of the shrines that got burnt, where was it? There was a shrine that made people run mad and all those kind of things.
Yeah.
Which?
The major shrine is in
Uwaku.
That particular shrine. The center, the headquarters is in Uwaku.
Papa is laughing because he knows I'm saying the truth. 100 years. everybody queue into this.
Teeth intact.
He's standing up. If you told me that he is 60 years, I would believe. Years ago, and he speaks their language fluently. So greet them and congratulate them.
Aligede yo.
Yeah.
Aligede yo.
Yeah.
And ujembwe. Mupuje inyuma enele. 1961. Mnu pipu si chaua. Ajua. Inyuma.
Interpretation.
He asked him that does he know the place he's talking about, yeah. And he's answering that yes, this is his town.
He
yes.
I think that's Alibenta.
Alibenta.
When you ma ehum ka Aligede.
Oh.
that is our family house.
Aligede. Where he was close to your family house.
Uwambu muhumayem kengeno umka buyukuni St. Francis Otukole.
Hey.
61. He speaks the language fluently. Accurately. He said Igede people are good people.
And now, Papa has given his life to Christ also and is baptized also. Now, everybody lift up. You see, when I see a thing like this, scripture fulfilled. In Psalm 65, he said, even at 100 years old, a person will still be called a child. Even at 100 years old, you are still called a child. Now, I like this to be a vision in your eyes. It doesn't matter how old, see how strong this Papa is. Papa, come. No bending. No squeezing of eyes. Not one teeth has dropped to my notice. At age 100, you shall fulfill your days. You shall fulfill your days. I like you to do now. Everything in a prophetic house is prophetic. This testimony is to cancel the fear of death, premature death, the fear of premature death, and the plague of premature death. Do it for 2 more minutes and let's celebrate.
And you are bigger than what people say. And forever you will be my God. Yes, you are bigger than what people say. And forever you will be my God. Say you are bigger.
Entire children here. What did he say?
He said the entire children.
That all of us are children.
All of us here are going to live long, more than how he lived on earth.
All of us children shall live as long as how he lived and even more. That is his prayer for us. When you see a patriarch praying, receive it with a loud amen. Give the Lord a praise. Go ahead and let's celebrate.
And you are bigger than what
alive. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Lift your hands everywhere you are. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Everywhere you are today. What commotion is going on there? They are shaking hands with longevity. All right, wait until after the service. Wow. What a faithful God we serve. Give him a shout of praise and victory.
Hallelujah.
Lift up your two hands everywhere you are. In a few more minutes, we shall be through. We have dedication of children. And this is dedication. We are twins testimonies. In a few minutes, we shall be through. We have a total of 74 dedications. And we shall do that very, very sharp. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are. And everyone here today, you've seen the miracles of God, the testimonies, and heard the word. The Bible said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. There is no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. You are here this morning in need of surrender to Jesus. Pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus. Say it louder, Lord Jesus. I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Help me to live for you and do your will. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.